The Birth of Children's Library. In a town, there was a nice building at the end of the main street. One day, a little boy passed by and asked,
"What is that place?"
"It is a library, a place to keep books."
The boy raised his eyebrows curiously.
"Books? Can we go inside?"
"We can't go in. Only adults can."
So the boy left disappointedly. More than 100 years ago in America, libraries were not for children.
Reading is not vital for children. Also, they will make the books dirty or even damage the books,
most people thought. The situation changed slightly later on. Children were permitted in some of the libraries, yet they were not allowed to borrow books. A young librarian named N believed strongly it was time to make a difference.
"No, they will forget to return the books,"
someone argued.
"The children deserve the right and our trust. What we need to do is to tell them the rules,"
she added.
"What is the value of a book if it was just sitting on the shelf?"
"It will be good to have more shelves of storybooks and a cozy area for the children to read," Anne thought again. Thus she set up the first children's room in the library. She worked hard for years afterwards to establish the first children's library.
"Hello, boys and girls."
Anne sat on a child's size chair in the library with her little puppet one afternoon.
"Are you ready for story time?"
"Yes!"
the children exclaimed.